This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Got the number one pick in the NHL draft, but the man that can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lars Eller!
Cut him every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is drop time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
My goodness. Game 7. And this was not an ordinary Game 7. It had me in attendance. It had Raymond J. Santiago in attendance. It had RJ Santillo in attendance. It had Adam Graves in attendance. It had Stephon Matteau in attendance. It didn't go 60 minutes, no. It went to overtime. It goes down as one of the great hockey games we've witnessed here in New York history. But it missed one man. It missed the great Rick DiPietro. However, we have that great man on this fine program. Rick, a very good morning to you.
Congratulations, David. Congratulations, Raymond Santiago. What a night. All I can say is this. From the stories I was being told by RJ Santillo before you joined us this morning.
Yeah.
Had I been in attendance, I'm not sure we're on the radio right now.
Oh, I think you're probably true. I think you're probably accurate.
Because the Dave Rothenberg that we hear stories about, I think, was in full effect last night.
Full effect.
And if I was there, I don't think
Let's
I would.
Let's go. You want to go? Let's yeah. go. We'll go all the way.
I think that's where we were headed.
You should have seen what I did to poor RJ last night. I mean, poor, all he wanted to do was go to sleep. That's all he wanted to do. And I basically, like a prisoner of war, I was like, no, you're not going to sleep.
Promise
Here's
over,
what we do. I got it. I got it. I actually, in retrospect, felt badly for him, but I did what I had to do. I mean, last night was one of those forever nights, and I thought, you know, we throw sleep out the window. Sleep is secondary. I got home at nearly 1 o'clock in the morning, lying in bed at like 1:15. She was like, are you going to go to sleep? I was like, why? What's the difference? Who cares?
No, you can't go to sleep at that point. I mean, at that point, you can't go to sleep. You were all fired up. I mean, that place was electric. I saw some of the videos of you guys. I mean, you were going nuts. It's a game 7. You battled your way back from down 3-1. Behind, finding a way to get back hit, like resilient. Like, all the things that this Rangers team did this season. Right? I mean, good comeback wins. Igor, awesome. Power play, when you needed it, they came through. And that's exactly what happened yesterday.
Exactly what happened yesterday. Yep. It had everything. It really did. It was a roller coaster of emotions. You know, it was very soothing in moments like this, because I am not. Like, I don't keep my composure at all. You know, down 2-1. Did you think that was a high stick? Because everyone seemed to think that was a high stick.
It was close. It was close. I watched it, I don't know, like 30 different times, and it could have been barely over the crossbar, but if it's one of those ones ruled on the ice, a goal, not enough to overturn
which,
it.
Which I understand and I agree with, and I heard people commenting last night on television saying, you know, if they rule it a goal on the ice, well, in game one, they ruled it a goal on the ice.
No, I know, but that's one of those, again, this is what happens when you have the subjective calls, right? Listen, I got into a fight with Dave Jackson on TV about it, me and Torts. That goalie interference call. But that was one of those. What an unbelievable play, though, by Gensel.
Oh, my God.
Like, kicking it up and then
I mean,
and then knocking
one of those,
it down.
One of those all-timers. I mean, as angry as we were, because it was obviously very pro-Rangers at the game, I mean, you looked at that, you're like, that's wild stuff. Like, to kick it up to a stick and bat it in?
No, it was amazing. And Crosby was great again too. I couldn't believe. Like, we'll get more into it. I don't want to start getting into the weeds, but I mean, just it. You wore pants, which I thought was nice because I mean, I guess that was.
Why wear pants?
What do you mean?
You
what
wore
mean
pants.
I wore pants. I looked beautiful.
No, and I'm trying to give you a compliment. You wore right. pants. You didn't wear sweatpants. You looked. No. I mean, the first thing I said when I saw the picture was, "Wow." I mean, Dave, he wasn't wrong. His giblets are gone. He looks in shape. Because I think deep down inside, you didn't want to jinx it by saying it, but I think you thought you were going to win, and then that's when I got to have pants on if I'm gonna take over the city after this win.
So here I'm going to be honest with you, because I'm always honest with you. I thought they were going to win going in. As the game was going on, I didn't think they were going to win. I didn't. I didn't think they played well. I didn't think they were going to tie that game, but you know what? And I said it after game one, and I should have stuck to my guns. They were resilient all year long. Like, all year long, every time this club had their backs to the wall, they came out firing. So they did it again in this series, but I didn't think they played well, Rick. I thought they were sloppy in their own zone. I thought Shesterkin was phenomenal. I thought they left him out to dry a bunch.
A lot.
But you know what? They did a great job, and they are a resilient bunch. And Mika with a snipe, and then the overtime winner, and the place just went absolutely bonkers.
Well, here's the thing with the Rangers. They don't defend well, right?
At all, right?
I mean, that's clear. And that's been a problem the entire series, and I'm sure it's going to be a problem when they play Carolina, who's a much better team. But, yeah, I mean, you're 100% right. Like, this is a resilient team that has belief, and I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that their goalie's awesome and gives them a chance. Because, I mean, some of these saves he made that you're not even paying attention to, that keep it a one-goal game or whatever it is that gives your team the opportunity to find it. It could be just one shift, right? That one shift where you have, I mean, they kind of switched up the lines where it's Mika, it's Kopp, and it's Lafreniere. They actually have a good shift, good pressure, good forecheck. Lafreniere makes has the headlock behind the net, so defenseman loses his helmet. He's got to go to the bench, and then Mika buries it. What I thought was interesting, you know, because, and I think you said this after game one, with these overtime situations in the playoffs, it's either you score early or you feel like, all right, settle in because it's going to take a while. Because the teams don't, like, no one wants to make a mistake. So I thought, good on the Rangers, they recognized as soon as, and Miller made an unbelievable play, had a goal in the game too, but he creates the power play, but the Rangers call a timeout, to me was like, okay, fellas, Listen, this is it. This is our moment. Let's make sure, and they kept those, they were keeping that first unit out for the whole 2 minutes. Let's make this one count. And it didn't look good early. Panera wasn't good the entire game.
No.
He was bad.
He really saved it. I don't know if you want to say he saved his reputation, but he I didn't think he was all that good in the series, to be honest with you.
No, I didn't think he was great in the series either. Now, he wasn't good last night, and you can blame the ice wherever you want. He looked a little timid.
Same ice for everybody, right? Crosby looked good. A lot of guys looked excellent. So it's hard to blame the ice, although the ice was dreadful.
Was bad.
Guys were falling all over the place.
Yeah, that's the worst, too. Like, but Crosby's different level. Like, he's amazing. But you know how Panarin likes to play. So when the puck's bouncing all over the place, it's not easy. But he found a way. And no one is going to be talking about him not having a great series now because he scored the game-winning
goal.
That's right.
He scored the iconic goal. Yep. Now, last time I was in
awesome
that building.
Did you see the celebration, by the way?
No. I was in the midst of my own celebration. You should have seen. I went wild. RJ and can tell you. You see, that's what, of all the things I think you missed last night, you missed. You always say, I want free range Rothenberg. The stories you're going to hear on the show today, you will not believe.
Yeah, listen, I can't wait to hear the stories. I just don't know if it would have been good for the show. I think RJ and Ray are probably doing the show by themselves right now. I'm there. Because you start taking me for pizza, and then you have some other suggestions. I'm probably not going to say no. I'm probably going to say, yeah, Dave, I think that's a great idea. I think that's exactly what we should do.
I mean, you could have suggested anything. I would have been like, let's go. I'm not kidding.
We'd be on a city bike right now trying to get back to the studio.
Yeah. Like a tag team city bike.
Yes.
Like, where are we? Oh, what is that? Is that the Brooklyn Bridge? We got to be getting close now. Well, poor RJ. I mean, what a trooper. But he wasn't even like... In the midst of this, you should have seen me. We're in the ESPN suite immediately, and RJ can attest to this. Immediately, like 4 minutes in, I'm like, "There's too many chairs." I was like, "There's too many chairs. Everyone, take a chair." and move them to the back of the suite, right? So you turn around. I got Ryan Hurley moving chairs. I got RJ Santilla moving chairs. And I have Adam Graves moving chairs.
You put Adam Graves to work.
Yep. RJ.
Guy's number's retired. It's up in the rafters.
His number's in the rafter. RJ, did I put Adam Graves to work moving chairs?
And he is one of the nicest guys.
Such a nice guy.
That I have met. Dave essentially said, I see your number in the rafters. Please take that cloth. And maybe afterwards, here I have a task list. Maybe some cleaning you can do after.
I put him, by the way, Adam Graves loves you. So I walk into the suite. He's talking to Ryan Hurley, our program director. And I know you laugh at this, but I hate to be the guy who's like, hey, you know, love you, whatever. But I wanted to kind of introduce myself, tell him I did the show with you. Walk up, Adam, I don't know if you remember, because I've met him a few times. Don't know if you remember. Of course I remember. He goes, I love the show. How is Rick? Wants to know about you. Said some nice things about you. He said, I got to tell you, if he never gets hurt, top five goalie in the NHL.
Wow.
He says, if he never gets hurt, top five goalie. And then, like, you know when you talk to someone and you know they don't want anything to do with you? He's like, so tell me about your kids. Like, he starts asking questions about me. So we're bonding, and then I'm sitting there. First period, I'm sitting in a chair, one of those high stools. I'm like, this is cumbersome. I can't have this here. So I turned around. I was like, everyone move a chair. Everyone take a chair, move a chair, get it out of here. And we start moving the chairs. And then I turn around, and yet Graves is moving them. He's piling them over in the corner. So I put him to work. But it was, what a night. I mean, last night, it's one of those nights that's a forever. Like, you remember that forever. I remember the Derek Stepan game when they came back to win against the Capitals, and I think they were down 3-1 in that series as well. This is what they do. Really, this is what the Rangers do. Historically, they have fallen behind 3-1, and they battle back, and they did it again. And Rick, again, they didn't play well last night. Like, they didn't play a good game 7, but good teams find a way, and that's exactly what they did.
Well, teams with great goalies, too, find a way. That's exactly what the Rangers have, is they have a great goalie.
Boy, was he special.
Dude, I mean, some of the saves that he made last night were amazing, amazing saves. And he gives you a chance. But that is why the, you know, when we're going back and forth with the series and the idea of, you know, Igor Shesterkin, who's up for the, you know, up for the MVP, definitely going to win the Vezina, going up against Louis Domingue, it's hard to make sense of that. Like, that's, like, you couldn't have a bigger advantage in a series than having Igor Shesterkin in one net and Louis Domingue in the other. And for whatever reason, for a bunch of different reasons, you know, they get down, and then, you know, but ultimately in the biggest game, I thought Shesterkin, I don't know if I would say stole the game, but he was definitely the reason that,
yes,
that Mika had the chance to tie that thing up.
He was the best player on the ice last night. So I want to get to the calls, 1-800-919-3776. But I think people are gonna ask you today, and I want to get out ahead of this. What happened? Why
I had the kids. You not? I had the kids.
So you were super dad last night.
Yeah, I had Cass let me sleep in because I was wrecked from last week, so she let me sleep in on Saturday, and then she had plans with her friend on Sunday, so I said, you know what, you go, I'll watch the kids. And then Milo actually was nice. He actually sat with me for the first period and a half and watched game 7, which was probably the most time he's actually spent sitting watching a hockey game.
Did you stay up the whole time?
I did. I watched the entire game.
So you must be feeling tired today too.
I don't feel great, no.
But RJ, how you feeling?
I'll tell you who the big winner. Can I before RJ speaks, can I tell you who the big winner last night was?
The big winner of last night.
Besides Panarin and the Rangers?
Sure. Barclay RJ Goodrow.
RJ Santillo, big winner last night.
How is he the big winner?
Because that photo, however it was enhanced, whatever you guys did, RJ's height is no longer in question.
No.
Telling you, I'm reading comments.
I'm gonna tell if you, because someone pointed this out to me.
He's as tall as Dave, I'm hearing.
Zoom in on the picture. He's on his tippy toes.
No way.
I swear to you.
And you're going
to
bury a guy. The guy you dragged around, guy has
I'm
no
not,
sleep.
I'm not burying him. I'm a truth teller, Rick. It's what I can't help it. It's what I do. I'm a truth teller. I want you right now to look at the picture. I want you to zoom in, and I want you to tell me if, in fact, he's on his tippy toes. Look at the. I don't know if right, I feel comfortable right doing sneaker.
This. I don't know if I feel comfortable doing this to RJ.
Look at the right sneaker.
I gotta find the picture. RJ, I can't believe this. This guy's dragging
you
around.
Are you talking about my right sneaker or right in the picture? So my left.
Oh, I believe your right.
No, your
sneaker.
Right foot. Yeah, it's your right foot.
No,
yeah.
the my right foot. The back.
No, that's not. That's the back of a sneaker, dude.
It's clear.
It's clear. That's a sneaker, man.
That's the Nike. That's the Nike version.
I believe it's in the air.
No, he got some nice. I mean, Mato could eat an apple off your head.
I mean, Mato would not be outdone. He saw Graves in that photo with us, and he's like, wait, hang on. How about me?
Mato!
What a night.
I think there were a bunch of winners last night, though. Dave looking slim, wearing pants, and then RJ clearly not as short as Dave makes out to. He's almost the same size as Dave.
What do you mean as Dave makes him out to be? I'm not the one who runs with this.
No, I'm just saying, and from everything I've read from people that are commenting on the picture, is that you look great in your pants, no more giblet, and RJ's not as short as we make him out to be.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
15 seconds with an advantage. Box for Panera. Top the right circle. Moves in. Shoots. Off the, it's in.
Oh, it's over.
Artemi Panera scores. And the Rangers have won game 7 in overtime.
Unbelievable.
What a night. What a special, magical moment. It's like Jack and Rose and Artemi and Adam and Stefan and Rick and Dave with you this morning. Just let it play. Just soak it all in.
What I want to sing right now so bad, but I just
I know,
can't.
So do I but it. My voice won't let me. Yes.
So good.
Let yourself be
just
one
so
with
good.
Celine.
I love Celine.
Oh, how could you not?
Or as Nana Ginny likes to call her, Dion.
Dion?
It's Dion.
I hear Dion. I think Dion Warwick.
That's what I do, too. That's why I said, why do you call her Dion? And I guess they're friendly like that.
Oh, I guess they're obviously very close. All right, so people are lined up. We have a lot of sound to play. You just heard the game-winning goal. It's heard right here on 98.7 ESPN. By the way, just to remind you, every Rangers playoff game can be heard right here on 98.7 ESPN. I mean, every single game. By the way, Santiago.
Yeah, and here's here's the thing, though, too.
Yeah.
Is so now you're not going to get it on MSG.
Correct.
So if you want your guys, like, so if you're one of those people that say, you know, I don't like the national broadcast, I want my guys.
This is the place to get your guys.
This is the place to get it.
This is the place to get your guys. Now, Santiago, correct me if I'm wrong, but what I saw, game 1, Wednesday, 7 o'clock, game 2, Friday, 8 o'clock. Is that accurate?
You're definitely accurate on the Wednesday. I've got to check on the Friday, but you're definitely 100% right on the Wednesday game.
Okay, so we will get you as many games. That might have been all they've come out
Friday,
with so
8
far.
O'clock, May 20th.
Okay, so Wednesday, Friday,
probably
and then
Sunday.
I would assume Sunday then, right?
I can give you games 3 and 4 if you want. Games 3, Sunday, 3:30, Madison Square Garden.
Oh, that's nice.
Game 4, Tuesday, 24th, 7 p.m.
Wow, beautiful. Now, I'd say we go on a show trip Sunday, but I don't know that I'm comfortable doing that.
I don't know if you can take another trip like this.
I could take another trip. I just don't know if the whole team will show up.
Oh, sorry. I had things to do at the at my house.
Yeah, but there was a commitment that was made.
No, there was no commitment that was made. There was a yes, I would.
I'm the father.
I would like to be a part of it and see you.
Well, we will discuss that in the future, whether we're going to have another show outing and that we'll all show up.
How about going to Carolina, where you were where you used to be a young journalist?
You know what? You say that. I couldn't get you to the Garden yesterday. I'm going to get you to Raleigh.
I love Carolina, though.
If we went to Carolina, I would take you to the greatest barbecue place you've ever been to.
Oh, we get first-class treatment. I mean, we could sit wherever we wanted in that place.
Wherever we wanted. Wherever we wanted. They love... I can't stand Carolina, by the way. But they love that hockey team.
You don't like the Caniacs? The Caniacs?
No, I don't like the Caniacs. They run this stupid like bell at the beginning of the games. No, I don't like anything about them. And you know what? Like the Rangers fan knows the game, understand? They're just like there because it's the thing to do. Because it's the only thing they can agree on, right? They're completely split with their college teams. Half of them like Duke. Some of them like Carolina. Some of them like NC State. So they can't agree on that, right? Football they don't have. Right.
You're playing how many ex Rangers now in the second round?
I think they have seven maybe.
Shea Smith, Antti Raanta's in net right now.
D'Angelo's Voss.
Played great for them.
I mean, yeah. Stepan.
Yeah, it's gonna be. This is gonna be a good series. Let's not fast forward. Here.
I'm glad you said that because I was thinking today. I'm starting to think about the next series.
Yeah, me too. I don't want to do that.
Here's what I think today. Tell me if you agree. Today was about that series.
Yeah.
It was about that game. It was about the Panarin goal. It was about the emotion at the Garden. Right. We can save breaking down Carolina for tomorrow, Wednesday, and after that. We don't need to do that today. So you agree with that?
Yeah, I want you to share like if you were at the game last night. Like I want to know what it felt like last night.
It felt wonderful, is what it felt like. It felt wonderful. And I'll tell you, is there anything like just the explosion when a team wins an overtime hockey game?
No.
No.
And everyone was there last night. Everyone. The Mets were there.
Yeah. The Mets were there.
Thibodeau was there. Dable was there. Zach Wilson was there.
Michael J. Fox was there.
Of course.
He's universally beloved, by the way.
Oh, yeah. He's a huge Rangers fan.
Huge Rangers fan. But, I mean, like, how many actors would you say it's just everyone loves them? There's not a lot of those guys.
No.
Everyone loves them.
Yeah. Last night was, place was just wild, packed. It was so, I couldn't imagine. Like, coming through the TV, it's just the way it sounded was awesome.
Were you a little bit sad that you weren't there with us?
I was a little bit sad, yeah. But then as soon as it went into overtime, I was like, oh, thank God.
So I turned to RJ the second he goes into overtime. I was like, what are you going to do? Are you going to go home? He's like, I don't think I can now. He said, I think I have to go right to the studio.
See, and that's what happens, though, because then, you put him, because he's not even, he's a Sabres fan. So, yeah, he's there, he's supporting you, he's excited, but he doesn't have the same kind of, emotional attachment to what's happening.
Yeah, but I kept saying to him, because I felt like that, but I kept saying to him, I said, RJ, you're witnessing history. Like, what you witnessed last night was one of those forever nights.
Not really for him, though.
Oh, RJ, was that a forever night for you?
I had a great time.
He had a great time,
but that's not a forever. That's not like one of your sporting moments.
Yeah, it's not one of my fan moments, but I enjoy being in that arena for big events. One of my first years here was the Stepan game winner. Yeah, I mean, a long time ago now, but that arena for big games, big moments, there's nothing like it.
Like, had I gone last night, had I said, listen, Cass, I'm not having this. You let me sleep in Saturday. I don't care what you're doing. I'm going to the Garden. I got to see Dave and the guys. It would have been all about me getting to spend the time with you and seeing you as opposed to like anything to do with what I hate both of those teams. If I could sign up for both of them to lose.
But it would have been a show trip. It would have been a phenomenal bonding experience.
No, but that's what I'm saying. That's the only thing I feel bad about. is that I missed out on that, and then the aftermath of that, which I think would have led to some bad decisions. By
debauchery, him. Probably. Yeah. RJ said, "Like, but you should have seen what they were like with me. Like, I felt like I was a caged animal.
You were to an extent.
This there were people like watching me watch the game, Rick.
Well, this is what set it off. Do you want to hear? I don't want to hijack things. Do you want to hear Dave celebrate the moment the Rangers advanced and what it sounded like?
Oh, this is him celebrating the overtime goal.
Yeah, and we warn you, this is. Yeah, this has been censored for...
Oh, he's swearing in it.
For air. I mean, that's the limited amount we can play for you without it just being continuous beeps.
Yeah.
Bleep, yeah, let's go get pizza.
Yeah.
No, make it, ladies.
Yeah, no, it never stopped. All right, so people, the
could you
the
imagine
phone
if
lines
they won the
open.
Cup, RJ? What would happen to this poor guy?
Crazy.
You're doing the show solo. That's what's happening.
No, I'm going with him. I ain't going to be stuck here doing the show by myself.
I can. How quickly the logic of sleep just goes out the window. If Dave had just one person, me and Ryan's trying to get home. I'm trying to go to sleep.
Of course Ryan is. Dave was in the midst of COVID, and Ryan's like, you sure you can't work tomorrow?
Well, if Dave had just one person that was not even willing to go along with what he wanted, just willing to go with him physically, then Dave would still be out right now.
One partner in crime.
He'd have a Comrex out at who knows what establishment.
I would still be in the suite doing the show right now.
Yeah, Rick, we were among the last 50 people to leave the garden.
And I didn't want to leave.
The poor guy comes in, he goes, "Hey, gentlemen, I'm sorry, we got to get going." Dave's initial response, I swear to you, I'm not leaving.
You're going to say, I asked a bad question? Rick, I'm going to step on your face right now.
He goes, I'm not leaving.
I'm not leaving.
He's like,
you should have seen this coming, though, after the Lupica story, RJ.
Who the hell are you?
Walk out.
He's like Wolf of Wall Street up there in front of everyone. He's not leaving.
I'm not leaving. I had, there was like the most physically intimidating person I've ever seen in my life. RJ, is that fair to say?
Large
that
guy, man.
Yeah. I mean, that guy, you know, was enormous. And we were heading to like the third period. I was like, hey, move. You're in my way. I got to get there.
My goodness.
Yeah.
So you pretty much took over the entire suite.
I don't know about that.
What
RJ
do you mean? You had Adam Graves moving chairs for you.
Yeah, the suite ran through Dave.
Yep.
Where you could stand, where you could go. Yeah, I mean, if you moved before a TV timeout, you'd be scolded. It wasn't good.
He was in his element. That's where he's at his best.
Yeah, I was very good last night. All right, 1-800-919-3776. You know where we're very big? We are very big in Israel. Yov, our guy Yov in Israel. Good morning, Yov.
Oh, Dave, what a morning. What a game. What a win. I'm so excited. How are you feeling, Dave?
Well, I got to be honest. I'm part exhaustion, part emotion. I'm taking Advil. Like you should have seen RJ last night, yo. They brought me 3 Advil.
Yeah,
my back
too.
Went out.
In Israel, so I'm like you. You understand? I'm no sleep at all last night. So you understand? So I'm like you too. I'm very tired. So I want to make this point about Igor. I think this is what is his best game. And actually, I thought if he play like this in Carolina, we have a good chance to beat this series. And I thought if he played like this in this entire series, we wouldn't get to Game 7.
No, you wouldn't have got to Game 7. I mean, listen, Igor's the reason why you won last night. I mean, he's that good. You cannot play as loose defensively against Carolina. You can't.
No, we're not going to do it today. We will start it tomorrow, all the analysis, but you're right. I mean, Igor had moments in the series where he was great. Game one, he was amazing. Last night, amazing. But I think it's fair to say, Rick, in this series, he was very inconsistent.
No, I don't know about that. The team was inconsistent. I mean, the first two games...
I actually just don't think the team is all that good defensively.
No, they're not. They're not. But I remember when I told you after, I said, listen, you got to give him the chance to be the difference. Like, at least... like, allow him to have the opportunity. And they could be amazing saves, but just give the chance to make those saves as opposed to, like, you know, a wide-open guy in the back door or a broken play or, you know, something that just no one could save. And he made some of those saves last night. I mean, the coming across the glove save he made on, like, he caught it on his calf on Crosby. I mean, some of the, I mean, he had, at one point, he had, like, three left pad saves on Gensel in a row. Like, he just, I mean, he's capable of doing stuff like that. You just have to allow him the ability to do that. But you can't be, like, he made 42 saves last night. Like, that's, and then you lucked out, too, because, obviously, Crosby goes out halfway through that, game five, and then doesn't play in game six. You saw the difference he made last night. Guy's awesome.
Penguins were the better team last night. I don't even think it's a debate, do you? Penguins,
no, probably
come on, the Penguins were the better team last
night. Yeah, the Penguins are probably, and then there's a couple stupid penalties, too, in the offensive zone you can't take. But, hey, all will be forgotten because you won.
All is, I think, forgotten because you won. Lou in Brooklyn. Good morning, Lou. You're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Yo, what's going on, guys? Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm good. Guys, yo, that's so great. I can't. I was, like, running around my house. I was so excited. I couldn't believe it. But, I called last week, and I said in order for them to step up, like, in order for them to do anything, Zibanejad had to, like, play better. And then, like, he just, like, was like a madman. He was just like – he was like the Zibanejad that we know. And he just went crazy. It was great to see. Also, last week Rick said if they go down 3-1, he doesn't see them coming back. And I think that's, like – that's a straight line statement. Everybody could have, agreed with that. I'm not getting on Rick, but that's so great that, like, I mean, it sucks going down 3-1, but the fact that they battled back like that, I don't think anybody saw it coming. And that's just, like, what a phenomenal win. Even if they get bounced in the next round, I mean,
yes.
Just that alone is, like, worth seeing, Year one of your playoff push, So, I'm ecstatic right now. So
you should be. Guys. And he brings up a couple good points because this is, no one expected this, Rick. Nobody thought.
No, and they got down in those two games, though, too. That's the other thing. It wasn't they were just down 3-1. They're down
every
in game 5. They're down in game 6.
They trailed 2-0 in game 5. They trailed 2-0 in game 6. They trailed, 2-1, 3-2 in game 7. I mean, to have these comebacks, and it's not even like they were down 3-1 in the series. They were down 3-1, and the goalie was pulled. Like, your best player had been awful and was pulled from games 3 and games 4. So everything was going against them. And, I had people calling Saturday saying, like, you're a fraud because you didn't think they were going to come back and win. Well, then I'm a fraud.
No,
because I did, after watching 3 and 4, I did not think they were going to rattle off 3 consecutive games. You're right. I didn't. And if you really did, I think either you're nuts or you just have blind faith in your team.
Well, I think that's it. It's you should have blind faith in your team because.
But I'm not like that.
No, I know you're not, and this is why I love you. But I mean, the reality of the series was, and you're right. I mean, the Rangers looked terrible in Pittsburgh, so the thought that they were going to all of a sudden go into Game 6 in Pittsburgh and win was, and then they get down. It's like, you don't love their chances. But Crosby being out obviously helped. Louis Domingue being a net obviously helped, and the fact is that Mika woke up in Game 6. And he wasn't going to let them lose that game. I mean, look who scored last night for you.
That's the thing. Your stars were stars, right? You got what? You got Zibanejad. You got
Kreider.
You got Miller. And then you got Panarin.
Yep.
So you're and I think on the Miller goal, you can correct me if I'm wrong. What Panarin was on the ice when he scored that goal, right?
Because
I thought Panarin might have gotten a piece of it.
No, it hit Matheson's skate.
But I think Panarin was right there.
In the area?
Yeah. So I think he was on the ice for that as well.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter. He did not have a good game.
No, I'm not saying Panarin played a good game. I'm saying your stars produced last night.
And they had to. And in big moments like that, closeout games, game sevens, your big guys have to show up. And they did.
They sure did. They sure did. Oh, my God. I mean, from beginning to end, the place was in a fever pitch. So I was at Billy Joel on Saturday.
So you're the reason the ice stunk.
Well, I no, I'm not the reason. Billy Joel is the reason that the ice was not good.
You should have said something to Billy, like, hey, you realize the Rangers have a game 7 tomorrow. Can we,
Well, I mean, that Billy, he was, scheduled
How was
to
he?
Play. He was scheduled to play, that Saturday night before the Rangers were scheduled to play game 7 there.
How was it? Was Billy Joel good?
Phenomenal.
Did he bring any special guest up?
He did not bring any special guest up. But, I mean, you know, he's the guy's 73 years old.
I know. I realize that.
And he still puts on just an incredible show. But my point was this. I'm at the show, and every, like, 10, 12, 15 minutes, the crowd bursts out and Let's Go Rangers chants at the Billy Joel concert. So,
They were doing that at the Mets game, too.
Let's Go Rangers?
No, for game six. They would when they tied it up, the place went crazy.
Really?
Yeah.
And all the Mets were there last night. Lindor and his blue hair and, yeah.
Yeah, he was there. I mean, your Giants were there.
Yep.
Zach Wilson was going wild when they scored the OT winner.
Really? Now, I'm getting tweets that people think Zach Wilson's a fraud.
Because he was at, well, the whole Jets team went to the Islanders game.
But I don't blame him for that, because it's not like he's a fan of one of these teams.
No.
He's just getting swept up in the New York emotion.
Yeah, it's a game seven. It's Madison Square Garden. It's the city, which is a little bit different than the Coliseum or UBS. As far as opportunities once the game is over, I'm sure he's going to go do what you were hoping to do.
He should have hooked up with me.
You should have hooked up with Dable and Thibodeau and shown them.
I said to RJ, I said, you know, I wish I could go find those guys, because I'd like to spend some time with them, introduce myself, and, you know, really, really get to know them.
These people need to realize that look what you did for Frank Ntilikina.
Well, just for
I think it was like three games after you had the conversation with him.
Yeah, I told him, I was like, you need to, and I really did. Remember that?
Really did. Yes. You were like behind where we were doing our table, and you were like breaking it down for him.
I was like, Frank, listen, come here. I was like, you need to be more aggressive. Like,
come here, Bubby.
Right. I was like, Frank, come on, you need to start being more aggressive. It is now time. And then LaVishka, sing with me, Bubby.
And then he came out possessed.
He was. and then he wasn't.
Could you imagine that he's in his season is like in his stall in the locker before the game? It's closing his eyes, thinking about it, it's like, oh yeah, go back to that Lord and Taylor, that pep talk that Dave gave.
That's right.
Me.
That's right. Right in the sweater section, he told me that guy.
Yes.
Need to be
the
more
sweater,
aggressive.
The winter hat and gloves section.
Yeah, I mean, that's right. And when did you realize you had to be more aggressive? I don't know. It was over in menswear. It dawned on me. I need to be more aggressive. You mentioned the Billy Joel concert, and that's the reason that the ice was so bad. You know, Gerard Gallant kind of agrees with you. Here is the Rangers head coach on that.
You know what? Honestly, like, the ice wasn't great tonight. You know, I think they had a concert here or something last night, and the puck was bouncing, and it affects his game more than other guys, and people get frustrated at times. So I think you've seen a little bit of that.
Ice was terrible.
I didn't realize that. The New York Rangers have never come back in the third period to win a game seven.
No, that's not true.
Little stat.
No, never?
No, it says have never. It says New York Rangers franchise history have never come back in the third period to win a game seven. In the third period,
right? Well, no, but last night counts as that, right?
No, now that's so that yeah, before yeah, yeah. This before last night, this was the first time.
Wow,
that's a good shot too. What a quick shot Mika gets off right there.
That was a great shot. That was a phenomenal goal. Because I got to tell you, and by the way, phone lines open for the Rangers 1-800-919-3776. You know, it was surprisingly calm in these moments. Not me. Ryan Hurley, our program director, he's the most sympathetic, calming figure. He's like, you know, like a baby blanket for an infant. That's what he's like. So I'm a fever pitch. Like, I am, you know, the Rangers score, I'm going wild. Pittsburgh scores, I'm going crazy, I'm all upset. Pittsburgh goes up 3-2, and I'm just like, I can't believe it. I can't take this. This is awful. And he turns to me, he's like, don't worry, it's going to be fine. They're fine. I said, they're not fine. I said, we're in trouble here, Ryan. No, don't worry. We're fine. Dave, they're going to get a goal, and they're going to go soon. And then with like 10 minutes left, I was like, how fine are we now? He's like,
so you're nasty to him. The guy's trying to calm me down, and you're nasty to him.
Well, because I don't, at some point, I don't have control.
Which is like the second you stepped in the suite last night, it sounds like.
No, I thought I was good for quite a while, and then it went away. and then it didn't last the whole game. But, you know, I mean, that goal from Mika was, oof. Talk about a snipe, huh? That was some shot.
No, it was a great shot. A good shift. It was a good shift. Got good pressure. Lafreniere did a little headlock behind the net, which actually was which actually is what led to the goal, so, in all honesty.
So I didn't see it live. I saw it on the replay. Was he of the mindset that he had to skate off the ice when he lost his helmet?
It's either put it on.
Right, but why not just put it back on?
Well, because then you're struggling to try to get the thing on. It's better. I mean, I guess in that moment he thought, okay, the puck's in the defensive zone. Our bench is right there. I get off. Letang jumps on, which was fine. It's just they didn't sort it out. Letang ended up back in front of the net, and then Mickey he got off a quick shot and buried it.
Yeah, he sure did. All right, so Penguins not happy about that, though.
A stupid rule.
It is a strange rule, but we'll get it clarified as well in just a moment. Sidney Crosby not happy with the helmet rule.
We played a great game tonight. We played some good hockey throughout the series. We didn't get that next one tonight. That probably was the difference. But I think even we had those leads, we still played the right way. But tonight, I think, was, you know, an example of one game, anything can happen. And we didn't get that extra goal there late in the game. And a terrible rule ends up probably being the difference in the game.
Here is Mike Sullivan on Pettersson's helmet coming off late stage.
He has to come off by the rule.
How do you feel about that rule?
I think it stinks. He has to come off. His helmet got pulled off intentionally, but that's the rule.
All right, so he says he has to come off, right? He's wrong. Yep. Here's Dave Jackson, NHL rules analyst, saying, here he is on the helmet rule.
Well, it's a judgment call there. The rule states it must be intentional. You must intentionally remove your opponent's helmet. In this case, you have two players. They're grappling for body position. The rest, that one player grabs on. He goes down. The helmet comes off. You make your own judgment call as to whether that was intentionally removing his helmet. But the big thing here is the player does not have to leave the ice. He can pick his helmet back up, put it on his head, does not even need to attach the chin strap. Just put the bucket on the head and keep going. So he has those two options, although I believe he was not aware of that. I seldom see it. Every player is helmet comes off, the first thing they do is they skate right to the bench. If it's at your feet, pick it up, throw it back on your head, and you're good to go.
So there you have it.
But here's the risk you run, right? Because I knew the rule that you could put his helmet back on. The risk you run is this now. So you run behind the net. So helmet pops off, right? And you realize, okay, I have two options here. And maybe he didn't know. Like maybe Pettersson didn't know. So it's get off the ice, go get my helmet. So what happens now? Because I don't know how my helmet got ripped off. If I get to the helmet, my chin strap's still buckled up. How am I getting my helmet on? I'm going to sit there and try to unbuckle the chin strap and then put the helmet on?
No, I guess not.
You know what I mean? So it's the risk that you run trying to do that.
Can you rip the chin strap off and just throw it on like a hat?
No, because, yeah, I mean, I guess you could try to just shove it on your head, but I don't know. What's funny is that you got to get off the other day they didn't blow the whistle. Jonathan Quick's playing with no glove on his hand. They don't blow the whistle. He's just out there sprawling around with no glove on.
Yeah, I mean, some of the rules are a little bit
bizarre. Listen, it's a bad break, though, man. I mean, you could say the same thing about the high stick.
But here's the thing. How many bad breaks did the Rangers get in this series?
They got some bad breaks.
The two calls that stand out are game one, the interference, and last night with a stick that looked like it was above the crossbar.
Yeah, exactly right. So, I mean, they all end up evening out. But in the moment, you just lost game seven.
I get it.
You feel like you were playing a really good third period, right? I mean, it felt like, I mean, to me watching, it felt like, okay, I mean, Pittsburgh's going to lock this thing down. I'm sure, you know, Jerry will have to make a couple saves, and then, you know, Rangers will get the goalie pulled, and we'll see what happens. But, no, I mean, it's one of those plays that in the heat of the moment, I know Dave can say what he said, but I mean, everything's moving so fast. It's like to sit there and have the presence of mind, like, oh, let me go grab the helmet, unbuckle it, put it on my head. Nah. Letang was back in the zone in time. Mika just made a good play, and Mika made a great shot.
It was a great shot.
And he showed up, man. Last couple of games, Mika's been on a man out there.
Well, he had the two goals, right? The goal that cut it from 2-0 to 2-1, and then the goal that tied it at 2, and then he had the game-tying goal last night. So yes. That's what we've talked about the whole time. Is the Stars playing like Stars? You hadn't seen that a lot in the series. Like, there was a lot of conversation that the kid line was better than that first line. But last night, that first line really took care of business.
Yeah, Hedl had the bad turnover last night, though. It wasn't great. I thought for sure once Mott had the breakaway, Crosby made that bad pass, and Mott ends up on the breakaway.
Right.
Once Jerry made that save, I was like, oh, no. I don't love the Rangers' chances now.
They really are amazing, though. They really are.
Think about it, though. It's like, okay, having Igor Shesterkin in net is like having Jacob deGrom when he pitches on the mound. Like, your offense could stink for seven innings, but it doesn't matter because Jacob deGrom hasn't given up anything, and then all of a sudden, bottom of the seventh, you find a way to score one run, and before you know it, you win.
That's right. That's
what
it
the was beauty. Like you heard Crosby. He's like, we couldn't get that. We couldn't get that. That one more.
And they go up 4-2. That game's over.
Well, that's right. I mean, all of a sudden they have a 2-goal lead. It's a different story. But they couldn't. They couldn't do it.
No, because he was great, and we've seen that all season long. Now the 2022 New York Jets schedule. It's here. A lot of people think it's going to be a very successful season. From now until this morning at 9:59. Visa cardholders get early access to purchase single home game tickets. Plus, fans can purchase the all-new 7-game plan by visiting nyjets.com/tickets. Terms apply. Stay tuned throughout today's show to learn how you can qualify to win a pair of Jets season tickets right here. How exciting is that on 98.7 ESPN? 1-800-919-3776. Rob and Patchogue, let me refresh your memory, Rick. Rob called us last week, and his wife was going into labor, and he still wanted to have a conversation with us. Rob, give us the update. I'm imagining she's not still in labor, that there's a baby that's now here.
Good morning, boys. No, my my wife, Alex, she had a beautiful baby boy on Thursday. His name is Frank, and he was born 8 pounds, 8 ounces, happy and healthy, 10 fingers, 10 toes.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Congratulations.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
Thank you. Big Ranger win, guys, last night. Frank will grow up a diehard Yankee fan like his father, a Ranger fan like his mother, and a Giant fan like the rest of his family. So just want to thank you guys so much for always a great show, for taking the call. I always call you guys on my way to the beat of Patchogue every morning. So really, really appreciate the time, guys. Thanks so much for the shout-out.
Oh, you're very welcome. Do you think that, Rob, before we let you go, little Frank is named after Frank Vetrano?
Little Frank is actually named after my father. So
your father is Frank Vetrano?
No.
Oh, you're an idiot.
But, yeah, I mean, listen, Frank is a great name, and big Ranger win, and let's see how far we can take this, guys.
Let's see how far we can take this.
Rob, one more question for me. How involved how involved did you get in the process? Were you all in?
I was all in, man. I cut the cord.
Oh, look at nice.
It was hands down the best moment of my life and our life, my wife and I, and it was amazing. You know, my wife is a champion, I was motivating her, but you know, she gave me the eyes and said to me, you know, I got this. So I was blown away.
That's amazing.
Yeah, they really are heroic in those.
Congratulations,
in those moments. Now, Rob, how are you motivating her? What were you doing? Like leading cheers or chants, or what were you doing?
Aggressive.
Push.
I treated it like a workout. You know, like I was a trainer and she was my client. You know what I mean? It was 3 sets of 10 seconds of pushing and breathing and you know, reloading, and you know, she's an athlete herself.
You can do it.
And exactly. And you know, she blew me away, and truthfully she blew the whole room away. You know, the nurses, the doctors, they were blown away with how fast of a labor it was and how big and beautiful our new baby boy is.
That's awesome.
Well, congratulations.
That's
really
great.
Really. I mean, we're thrilled for you. So, Rob, keep calling in. Keep listening to the show. Get little Frank Vetrano Jr. to listen to the show. And let's go Rangers, right? That's kind of the sentiment.
Absolutely, guys. And let's go Yankees. Let's go Yankees.
Stop it. Really. It's not about the Yankees today.
It's definitely not about the Yankees. It's about the Rangers today. They deserve it.
It's about the Rangers today. So here's what I'm thinking. We got to get into the Yankees a little bit. We got to get into the Mets. Game 7's in the NBA. Boy, did the NHL win or not this weekend? Right?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, did you watch?
Five game sevens?
Yeah, the game sevens are crazy. I mean, it just the game sevens yesterday both went into OT, as opposed to the NBA games that were both blowouts.
Blowouts. They were. I mean,
embarrassed. Like the Phoenix was an embarrassment.
That game was awful. I mean, no, what did they have? 27 points at the half.
They had 10. The Phoenix Suns scored 10 points in the second quarter. 10. Luka had as many points. Luka scored 27 in the first half. The entire Phoenix Suns team scored 27.
How does that happen? So what are we at? We have Boston, Miami, and Golden State, Dallas?
Yep.
You know, it's so funny, and I don't know if you feel like this. I look at Dallas. I just don't think they're very good. I mean, it's Luka and it's a whole bunch of guys like him. Fine. Him. He's okay.
Well, Jalen Brunson, I mean, listen, Dinwiddie had 30 last night. Jalen Brunson had 24.
I mean, I get it. But are Dinwiddie and Jalen Brunson really like the second best player on a team that's in the conference finals?
Well, this year they are. I mean, they shot, Dallas shot 57% last night. And look at, dude, I'm telling you what. Watching Luka Doncic play is like I can't even really tell what I'm watching. He's like, he's so good, but it doesn't feel like he's really in great shape. Like he's kind of doughy. He's not that fast, but the guy, like he just,
but there's nothing he can't do.
No, he gets what he wants when he wants it. Like, you know, going into that series, like if you're Phoenix, you're like, who by the way has, I mean, he's the coach of the year. Like they're a really well coached team. Like, hey fellas, see this number that I'm circling on the board? That's 77. Let's not let him beat us.
And there's nothing you can do.
He goes out and scores 35 in 30 minutes. Come on, man.
You can't stop him. So Giannis has a good game, but they bow out yesterday.
He missed a bunch of bunnies, though, Giannis, yesterday.
He did, but still. I mean, you know what? What more do you want him to do?
Well, not having Chris Middleton was not. I mean, it's just too much to overcome.
It's a lot.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN. This is DPetro and Rothenberg.
Top the right circle, moves in, shoots, it's in, and the Rangers have won Game 7 in overtime.
I wanted last night to go on forever.
The only thing keeping Dave from going on a bender is the fact that we had this show.
I could only imagine the debauchery that would have ensued if you said, yeah, you know what, Dave, let's do it.
We'll see naked ladies.
That's all you got to say. Let's go. It would have been on.
We'll go to underground casino parlors.
This is DPetro and Rothenberg.
What's wrong with you?
A lot.
On 98.7 ESPN.
The big 7 o'clock hour, and this is a morning that you want to just soak on in, because you had a forever moment last night at Madison Square Garden. DPHR Rothenberg is always presented by Progressive Insurance. So Rangers took an early 1-0 lead, then it's 1-1, then they fall behind 2-1, tied at 2 not long after, and then Pittsburgh. You know what I wanted to ask you? Did Shesterkin misplay that? Should he have come out on that breakaway? Because it looked like he was kind of in no man's land and a little bit hesitant on that play.
Well, no, not come out. He came at, what happens when you have, and Rodriguez actually had a really good game for Pittsburgh.
He had a good series for Pittsburgh.
You got to judge the speed, right? Like, I mean, Rodriguez is coming in fast. He got too deep, went down early, and the puck beats him over his glove, which is not usual for Igor. So he was deep. And
was it a bad goal?
No, it's not a bad goal. It's a break. I mean, he's just deep and down early. You can't call it a bad goal, but it's not. I mean, it's unusual to see him not play a breakaway kind of situation better than that.
So I think I remember this from the game last night. So Pittsburgh scored 2 power play goals, right?
Yep.
And then that goal from Rodriguez was, if not a shorthanded goal, like
just at the end.
So like a second or two after. Yep. So really, up until the Rangers scoring that power play goal in overtime, their special teams really let them down yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, it might as well have been a shorthanded goal. I mean, Hedl has the turnover, and then they had the 2 power play goals. And you're taking offensive zone penalties, which is never what you want. You don't want to start taking penalties in the offensive zone.
Terrible.
Yeah, but again,
the high stick.
And there was, I mean, in watching the first couple periods of that game, too, it was like you're still saying to yourself watching that game, like, shoot. Like, I mean,
all game long.
Like, you watch all these playoff games, man. Like, when teams are actually, you know, especially game sevens or like must win elimination kind of games. You know, teams are dialed in, they're focused. Like they don't, you know, everyone's, you know, trying to make the right plays. They're paying attention to their assignments in the defensive zone, and goalies are really good. So, I mean, a lot of these series you're watching, it's broken plays, it's deflections. Like that's how you're scoring goals. So you can't afford it. And the fact, I mean, Tristan Jarry, which again, I still can't believe they did what they did. Like, you want to talk about humongous stones. Guy's last game was on April 14th. April 14th. Can't play in game six, but he's your best option in game seven.
Right. So I guess the question is, you brought it up on the pre-show call, why didn't you start him in game six?
Yeah, at least give him some runway. So if he is rusty, I mean, you're at home, first of all. And second of all, if he is rusty and he lets in a, you know, lets in a soft one or whatever, at least you know you have game seven and he'll be back acclimated to playing.
Sure. But do you think maybe the mindset is, you know what, we're going to go with Domingue. He gives us the better chance to win. But he was so bad in game six, he had no choice.
No, I can't imagine. I mean, Domingue was fine and he played good for them. But no, if you're going to go to your number one goalie at some point because he's your number one goalie and Jarry had a good regular season and you're going to go to him in game seven, you play him in game six.
So that's a head-scratcher from Sullivan, huh?
Well, it didn't cost him because Jarry actually played good. He had a good game. He wasn't the reason they lost.
No, he played well.
No, but Laffy ripping Pettersson's helmet off was part of the reason why that game was tied. I'm telling you what, because I've been critical of him. I was really, really impressed with how he played in this first round.
I thought Kako played well. I thought Laffy played well.
But he stood out to me. He stood out because it's like he almost like this is... Like, he just seemed like this kind of hockey fit how he wants to play. Like, he wasn't turning down hits. He was initiating contact. He was aggressive. He was in on the forecheck. Like, it's just, he looked like he belonged. This wasn't like, he wasn't overwhelmed at all.
No.
Because sometimes what's overwhelming is the physicality picks up, right? It's so close. It's so tight that guys sometimes shy away from that.
He welcomed this series. Yeah, no, he did. He welcomed this series. All right, 1-800-919-3776. I mean, this is obviously the story of the day. Rangers advance in game seven, trailed the series 3-1, win game five, win game six, win game seven. When you step back and really think about it, Rick, you allowed seven goals in game four. Your starter got pulled. What did you say?
Yeah, you gave up seven goals in both of those games.
Right. Game three was seven goals but two empty netters. But, I mean, game four was seven legitimate goals. You come home. The Garden in Santiago can attest to this. Was not the same buzz. Was not the same juice. And he said a little late arriving. Not the same feeling in game five that you had in games one and two. You fall behind 2-0, and you come back to win that game. Then you go on the road. You fall behind 2-0 again, and you come back to win. And then you're home for what is just pandemonium at the Garden. You fall behind 2-1. You fall behind 3-2. You tie it, and you win it. That's Hollywood ending kind of stuff.
It's the first time it's ever happened. I told you that.
Ever.
It's the first time that's ever happened. Three come-from-behind wins in elimination games in the same series. It's never happened before.
Remarkable. Here is Gerard Gallant on coming back from a 3-1 series hole.
It sure fits this team. There's no doubt about that. They find a way. And again, I'm really proud of them. I knew tonight was going to be a battle. We talked about the seventh game being at home, but we fell behind most of the game and we found a way to battle back.
As they did all season and as they did all series.
Yeah, I think this game in a nutshell was what the Rangers season was.
Yes. Yes,
Sturkin was great. They're resilient. They fight back, come from behind, win. Power play when you need it, right? That's the sign of a really good power play. When you need a goal, they went out. I mean, they called the timeout and said, hey, listen, fellas, this is it. They said, we want to end this. Let's end this thing right now. We don't want to sit here for, you know, two overtimes, three overtimes. We saw how that played out. Let's not leave this to chance. You'll be out there for all 2 minutes. Let's get it done. And Panarin stepped up and got it done. I'll tell you this, too. Having Tyler Mott back is huge. Is huge. He had a really good game last night, but his style of play, how responsible he is defensively, getting him back is big. For the Rangers.
Well, we'll see. You think Goodrow might come back in this series?
I think he broke something in his foot, so who knows? But once they start talking week to week, that usually is the sign of like a broken bone.
It sure is. Let's get to the calls. Gene in Fort Lee. Good morning, Gene. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's going on, buddy?
Everything's good.
I just wanted to talk about that Rangers win yesterday. I celebrated as if like they won the Stanley Cup, and I'm not really a big hockey fan, but like Rick said, you can just feel the atmosphere through the TV. I just wanted to, I guess, ask a question. Is New York back? Like, I know this wasn't a finals victory, but the Yankees got the best record in baseball. The Mets are the best team in the National League, and the Rangers just showed, like, they have the heart. Is New York back to the sports capital?
No.
No.
Are they back to the sports capital? No. I mean, our football still stinks until
basketball.
The Knicks were lousy this year. So,
Nets got swept.
No. Are we trending in the right direction? Yeah. I think that's a very fair statement. Are we the sports capital? I mean, look at Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Right? Look at Boston.
By the way, yeah, and I'm going to say this now because I'll forget it and I won't say it. It'll be gone for the rest of the week. I was just thinking about this because I saw a preview for so the PGA Championship is coming up this week.
Mickelson, you going to mention?
No, which I'm excited about. So they showed, yeah, there was like an animation of Joe Buck and Michael Collins, the caddy, and they're doing something with the PGA Championship. And my first thought when I heard Joe Buck's voice is, how disrespectful is Fox that you got your two best guys? Joe Buck does the World Series, and you don't just pay them whatever they want, but Tom Brady, who no one's ever heard do a game, here's 10 for 375.
I can't believe he's getting 10 for 375.
Like, if I was Joe Buck in Toronto, I would feel a way about that. Like, are you going to, like, we can't just get the money down. Like, hey, no problem, fellas. You guys are the best. Let's get this done. We want to keep you. No, we're going to let you go to our benefit because now we have an ESPN. And Tom Brady, who no one's heard call a game. You know what, Tom? Once you're done, whenever it is, could be this year, whenever, here's 10 years, 375.
It is remarkable. Now, you keep a notepad in front of you, right?
Yep.
That's not something you could have, like, made a note for and we could have brought up later or in the coming days?
Oh, no, I would have forgot it.
Right, but hence the notepad.
Yeah, but then I wouldn't even have looked at it because I wouldn't have looked down at the notes for that.
Remember that awful caller earlier during the morning?
Don't put me in the same category as that.
No, I'm not putting. No, he owned it. He just tweeted. He said, just want to apologize for my call. I took on too much trying to make all of my points. I appreciate the airtime anyway.
No, but he didn't make any points.
Well, you know what? That's the point. And then he lists us all. He says, thank you for putting up with my ramblings. This is the best show on air.
Oh, I feel bad now.
Why would you should you feel bad?
You suck at that button. That's why.
It's nothing to do with the button. I just feel bad.
It's a bad call
for the guy. He's tweeting an apology
because he was bad.
Could you imagine if Santiago had like the nuclear football? What would happen?
We'd all forget it.
Yeah, everybody would be dead. You can't trust this guy. You can't wait.
You know what? Santiago is a fine man. Came to visit us in the suite last night. We all took a picture together.
You can say it. You're setting him up. Yeah, Santiago's great. What are you going to say about him? You can say it.
I have nothing to say. I love Raymond. I have nothing but love this morning for anybody, except that call was just rambling on. But other than that, I have nothing but love today.
His use of the dumping calls is questionable.
It's not the strength of his producing game, but, I mean, no one is perfect.
He's pretty.
Yeah, I'm not apologizing for that.
See, but this is the problem, though.
The guy would still be—he'd be talking about like, I mean, he was just going on.
I mean,
he'd still be rambling.
Wouldn't dropping him early have defeated the purpose of free range radio? Isn't that the entire point?
Well, it's not free range; like you can just go on forever.
Yeah, but at some point,
Raymond, I'm getting in your ear repeatedly. Hey, do you want me to drop this,
Raymond?
It's not like I didn't ask.
Well, what do you want me to say? You have a conversation with you? Yeah, Ray, please drop this.
All you have to say is thank you for the call. That's literally all you have to say. You know this?
No, Raymond. Here's the issue, though. Like, you go to the store, you buy the free range eggs. At a certain point, the free range ends. Like, there's a fence. Like, we can't lose all the chickens, otherwise, we're not gonna have any eggs. Like, it's to a point. Like, we're free range to a point.
That's right.
You got to bring it back in.
You need to know when the free range ends.
We got to bring it back in.
Sounds like you don't have trustworthy chickens. That's what it sounds
that's
like.
Not the moral of the story, Ray.
Raymond, I'm going to need that for Thursday. Thank you.
That's not the moral of the story. Sounds like you don't have trustworthy chickens. If you had that on your bingo card this morning on the show, congratulations. Jay in Stamford. Jay, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Oh, yeah. I got two kind of points, I guess.
My first one, I mean, watching the game yesterday was like watching a Rangers home broadcast. I mean, it was almost like the Penguins didn't exist a little bit. Secondary, on the, when he took Pettersson's helmet off, how is that not a penalty before the Zibanejad goal? I mean, like, he was holding him so much that as he tried to get away, he yanked his helmet off.
Well, because they're wrestling behind the net. I mean, that's just a, it's just a, it's just a little, you know, back and forth behind the net. They fall down, helmet pops off.
I understand that it's playoff hockey and they let a lot more go, but I mean, that was just, I mean, like, yanked his helmet off. I just felt like that was like a little bit.
Jay, let me see if I have figured you out. You hate the Rangers, right?
Jay's a Penguins fan.
I'm a Penguins fan, but yeah. I don't hate the Rangers. I'm going to cheer for him in the next round.
No, you can't cheer for him in the next
round. Yeah, of course
you
can. Welcome aboard, Jay.
They just eliminated your team, man. Come on.
No, but you could tell. Oh, the broadcast was focused on the Rangers. There should have been a penalty behind the net. Where is Jay with the high stick, huh?
No, we all understand, though, too. Like, it wasn't like he got stuck on the ice without his helmet and, you know, was just sitting there with no helmet on when the Rangers scored. Like, he made it back to the bench, and Letang actually came out on the ice and was the one standing in front of the net.
Correct.
Like, it's also on you
like
to
was,
know
like
the
it was
rule.
A man advantage for the Rangers at that moment.
Well, yeah, like, know the rule that you can't put your helmet on, maybe. Or, yeah, once you get on the ice if you're Letang, like, let's sort it out.
Yeah, that's not what happened at all.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.